Today begins a week-long celebration regarding public health. I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and joining me to discuss public health in the state of Utah, and in particular to the Bear River area, is Jill Parker. She's with the Bear River Health Department. Jill, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Carrie.
Now, there will be a week worth of different topics and celebrations and awareness that will be taking place throughout the state and throughout the nation. And I know today's topic had to do with active living, eating healthy. And this is through a national association, right?
Yes, this is through the American Public Health Association. They're the ones that kind of coordinate this week-long activity.
And so why the focus on active living and eating healthy?
The overall theme for National Public Health Week this year is A Healthier America Begins Today. And really, it's a time when public health agencies from all across the United States come together, either on the web or through conference calls or social media, to encourage families, friends, and neighbors to make small changes. Because when they make small changes in their lives, they protect their health and they prevent disease. And so as we look over the next week, today the focus is active living and eating healthy. And tomorrow we will talk about living tobacco and drug-free and preventing alcohol abuse. And not only do we talk about the importance of these topics, but also resources in the community and in the nation where you can get more information or assistance if you need it.
So information about maybe smoking cessation classes, those types of things.
Exactly. Or drug and alcohol classes and treatment programs.
And on Wednesday, you're going to be talking about preventing communicable diseases. I know here, at least in the northern part of the state, measles and whooping cough has been a concern in the past.
Definitely. In the last year, we've experienced in Cache County two vaccine-preventable outbreaks. The first one was whooping cough that began late last spring, and then that was followed by a measles outbreak. And so we want to take the opportunity to remind families and individuals how important it is that they and their children are fully immunized so that they can protect their health and prevent disease.
Now, does that include information for families who do not necessarily agree on immunizing their children?
You know, everyone has that choice. They can make that choice. And there is information on our website at brhd.org for families that may have questions or concerns. And we always encourage them to contact us at 792-6500. And they can talk to a nurse or Dr. Red, our deputy director, and ask those questions and have that conversation.
Okay. And then you continue following the national theme of discussion during Public Health Week on sexually transmitted infections or disease with the Be Wise program.
Yes, the Be Wise program is actually in regards to reproductive health. The health department has a program that offers cancer screenings and annual exams for women, and they're at low or no cost for those that qualify. And information about the details on that is also available at our website at brhd.org. But many individuals don't even know that that program exists or that that's available in the community.
And on Friday, emotional and mental well-being will be the topic of emphasis.
Yes, and we're fortunate to live in a community where public health and Bear River Mental Health have a great working relationship. And so we're able to really provide resources and referrals to Bear River Mental Health, and they do to us also. So individuals with signs of depression or that are needing some assistance, that we're able to refer them to the appropriate resources and help centers.
We also wanted to give you an opportunity to mention a car seat check that is scheduled to take place on Tuesday.
Yes, one of the events the health department will be hosting this week is a free car seat check, and that will be held tomorrow, Tuesday, April 3rd, at the Bear River Health Department building in Logan at 655 East, 1300 North, and it will be from 1 to 4 p.m. And it's an opportunity for families to bring their car seats in and see if they have maybe been recalled, to see if they are installed appropriately. Many car seats across the nation are installed inappropriately, and it's difficult to know. And so this is a great free service that the health department provides. So families can rest assured as maybe they're on their way out for spring break or for summertime travel, that their little ones are in their car seats appropriately and that the car seat fits the car appropriately.
National Public Health Week begins today, continues through Friday. There are a series of events taking place nationwide, also within the state of Utah and at the Bear River Health Department. Jill Parker joining us from the Bear River Health Department, outlining some of the activities in northern Utah. Jill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Carrie.